You're listening to Entering the Sea of Wisdom with Rabbi Joey Rosenfeld on the Shefa Podcast Network. Join Rabbi Joey as he presents the Torah of the Tzaddik, Rabbi Yitzhak Meir Morgenstern Shlita, focusing on a new conceptual and therapeutic aspect of his teachings every week.
Okay, so Be'ezras Hashem, tonight we're going to be continuing with our weekly series of Shirim, Entering the Sea of Wisdom, on the Torah of the Goyen and the Tzaddik, Rav Yitzhak Meir Morgenstern Shlita. And tonight what we're going to be looking at is actually going to be Likutei Yam HaChachma Shabbos Kodesh Ve'inyane HaLayla, which is a tremendously powerful and valuable sefer, a compilation of the Shalashuddha's teachings that are compiled by Rabbi Akiva Erlinger Shlita, under the title De'e Chachma L'Nafshecha, and the Talmidim were malakit from within De'e Chachma L'Nafshecha, as well as certain elements in Am HaChachma, to be malakit and to give us more of an encyclopedic expression of what the Rebbe's Torah is offering us. We're going to touch upon a sugya that is certainly one that is grander than what the Shirim have the capacity to convey, like most of the subjects that we discuss. But nevertheless, for the purpose of the clarification, as well as the insight that it might offer, we're going to do our best to kind of give over this concept properly. One of the inyanim that the Rebbe has really placed at the forefront of the avoider, the mahalach and avoider, that seems to be being expressed to the generation. And again, all of this is based on my humble understanding of it all, is the concept of yichudim. We know that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had an aliyas and neshama to the heichel of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And the question that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh asked to Mashiach was, Emasai ka'asimar, when are you going to arrive? As we phrased it differently, mar means merirus, means bitterness. And the question of me'emasai ka'asimar can also be understood as, when will the bitterness dissipate? And the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh gave the Mashiach Tzidkenu gave two answers to the Baal Shem Tov. It was, kishayafutzumay enosecha achutza, ukishamizyachtim yichud, when your wellsprings spread forth outwards externally, and when you perform unifications like I do. And famously, the Baal Shem Tov had a shtickle chalisha sadas, a little bit of a hopelessness, so to speak, in the fact that performing unifications is something that was the lot of the mekubalim. It was the lot of those initiated individuals who had purified and clarified themselves to the degree where they were now capable of contemplating the divine names and expressions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the sake of accessing spiritual states of dveikus and self-nullification. But Mashiach Tzidkenu kind of comforted the Baal Shem Tov in describing to him that it's not going to be such a difficult thing. The Kamarna Rebbe, the Tzadikim, Rabbi Nachman, Chabad, Bederech Hizboinenus, the Vilna Gaon, the Arizal, all of the Tzadikim speak about the Inyan of Yehudim, the contemplation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names and the unification of one name with another name, whether it be through the visualization of those letters or the contemplation of those names, but most importantly, not the names themselves as if it's the empty letters that bear any significance, but rather the content of those names, what those names mean, to uncover the Shem Havaya and the Shirish of the Or Ein Sof that's mislabish in the Shemos. Never to God forbid take the Shemos as being the end-all be-all, but rather allowing the Shemos, allowing the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become the vehicle that expresses the namelessness of the infinite light that saturates every element of those names. And it's those names, especially the Shem Havaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us access to, that b'chol kareinu elav, when we call out to these names, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us access to that which is inaccessible, the secret of the names. This is something that we're discussing at length in the Shirim on the Leshem Shvoi V'Chaloyim. But one element of these names, the most essential element, is the Shem Havaya, Yud K, Vav K, which can be understood in infinite ways, especially the Shem Havaya Bli Osios, getting to a place where the letters themselves are not even letters, but rather it's the expression of the Shem Havaya HaAtzmi, the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nothing in terms of our graspability other than the decision for the Baal Shem to be called something. We don't have access to the Baal Shem. We don't have access to he who is named by these names. The only access point that we have is the names themselves, because names are revealed so that others can have access to that thing which is being named. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chavodo yuva'atzmo exists prior to and above all of those names, but the secret of Tzimtzum and the secret of the worlds of Adam Kadmon and Atzilus Briya Yitzira Nasiya, all of the Partsufim, all of the Seder Ishtalshalus that we have access to, is all identified as the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know from the writings of the Arizal, the Kutza Shal Yud, the Hey, the Vav, the Hey, these are identifiable with the five Olamos of Adam Kadmon, Atzilus Briya Yitzira Nasiya, identifiable with the Chamisha or Shisha Partsufim, Atik Yermin Arach Anpin, which are going to be the Kutza Shal Yud, Abba, which is Chachma, which is the Yud, Ima, which is Bina, which is the Hey, Zer Anpin, which is the six spheres of Chesed, Vur, Tzvaris, Netzach, Hoyd, and Yesoid, which is going to be the Vav, and the Hey, which is going to be Malchus, is going to be the Nukva, the Zer Anpin. All of these are associated with the Shem Havaya. And we also know that the Shem Havaya can be spelled out in different ways. There's a concept of the Pashtus of the name, and then there's the Miloy of the name, which is the enunciation, the intense expression that the letters take on when they're enunciated. So Yud, instead of just being the Os Yud, it now is filled with Yud Vav, Dalid, because when we say the word Yud, it comes out as Yud. And the same is true with Hey and Vav and Hey. And as we're going to see, each of the letters can be spelled differently, but suffice it to say, we have four general permutations of the Shem Havaya, which are going to be the Shem Havaya spelled out with a Milo Yudin, which is going to be Gematria Ayin Beis, which is 72, associated with the highest level of Chachma. Then the Shem Havaya, which is associated with Bina, is going to be the Gematria of 63, because it's going to have the Milo Yud as well as an Aleph by the Vav, representative of the impregnation stage wherein Zer Anpin is about to emerge, which is the Shem Havaya of Sag. Then you're going to have the Shem Havaya of Zer Anpin, which is Yud, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph, Vav, and Hey Aleph, which is the Gematria of 45, which is Shem Ma, which is the Gematria of Adam, which is the Oirech of Atzilus. And then you're going to have Maras HaMachpela, the Shem Havaya Bekfela, which is the Shem Ban, which is going to be Yud, Vav, Dalid, Hey, Hey, Vav, Vav, Hey, Hey. So you have Ab Sag Ma Ben, corresponding to Chochma, Bina, Zer Anpin, and Malchus, but again, identifying the fact that these are names that we have an awareness of to one degree or another. This is the Lashon of the Rebbe, and again, we're rushing through this Hakdama simply so that we can gain a little bit of footing for what we want to discuss tonight. And then Be'ezras Hashem, based on how we feel about this, we're going to go weiter with this Mahalach. So Zok the Rebbe. Inyan Hayichudim, what does it mean to perform unifications? What does it mean to actually engage with the contemplation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? Eino lehistakel al shemos ba'alma. It doesn't mean to simply look at the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as they're written out in Sidurim or the Sidur HaRashash or even with the Shem Havaya that's written out. Ela sha'al yidei shemistakel al shemos HaKadoshim. But rather, when a person looks and gazes at the names themselves, these holy names, yachnis la'atzma amuna. At that point, the person is encountering, drawing emuna down into themselves. Because what is the power that gives power to these names? It's my emuna in these names. Aval histaklus ba'alma b'shemus einu nikra kal yichud. Looking at the names without the emuna or the power of these names is not going to be referred to as a unification. Perhaps ulay yesh b'ze eze darga shel kavana ba'alma. Maybe this might be associated with intentionality. Ach ein ze shayach la'avodas hayichudim. This is not the work of unifications. Va'amhalech amiti shel yichud. What is the true path of Yichudim? What is the true path of unifying unifications, of contemplating the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and entering into them so that they become stations wherein we can draw down spiritual insight, spiritual delight, spiritual calmness, and we can find ourselves within the Irmiklat of the Osios HaKadoshim as opposed to being stuck on the outside of the world? What is the Mahalach HaAmiti of the Yichudim? It's the secret of the Baal Shem Tov Sakadosh's Avoida. That is the Inyan of Yichudim, Chasidus. V'hu Inyan Hashra'as Elikus V'hisboinunus Binyane Amunah V'yichud. Meaning to say, what was the Mahalach of the Baal Shem Tov Akadosh? It was Hashra'as Elikus. It was the belief that the human being doesn't have to ascend upwards, nor do we have to necessarily draw godliness down, but rather we can experience a state of presence, of Hashra'a, of Shivisi Hashem L'negdi Tamid, where I am surrounded by and saturated by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that my own identity continues to exist, yet it exists now within the framework of the Hashra, of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavyachol, as well as the Hisboininus and the contemplation of these concepts as they are expressed in the world of Emunah and Yichud. And this is what the Baal HaTanya really taught and what the Baal HaTanya was imprisoned for, as Inyan HaHisboininus B'Sharashei HaYichud, to contemplate, to meditate upon the sources and the roots of unity. Because the contemplation of the matters of unity as well as matters of faith, specifically with the inclusion of the holy names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who nikra yichudim. Af efshar lehizboinin gam b'li shemus, but a person can also have contemplation without names, v'chol echad kifi sharashu v'avedosu tzarek l'msoya derech zeh, and each person in accordance with their own pathway of avodah, if the names are something that a person has shaykhus to, then it's with the names. If it's not, then it's not necessarily with the names. But a person has to try and be mishtadel, and a person has to believe that they have shaykhus. So for example, if a person is contemplating the Shem Havaya, to contemplate Haya Hoy Viviya, to contemplate what the Arizal means when it says, that which was before the world was created, that which is during the time of creation, and that which will be after things revert to the way that they were prior to creation. Zokta Arizal, based on the Rebbe's writings, what we understand is that built into this triadic structure of the Shem Havaya is the sum total of what it means for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself, to maintain his unity in spite of the fact that he appears to open himself up into disunity. The Shem Eheke, which is Anazam in Lemeheve, Aleph Ke, Yud Ke, to contemplate that name in all of its different permutations, but to think about tshuva, to think about the possibility of becoming more than I am at this moment, to contemplate the Shem Aleph Ke, Vav Ke, Rosh Tevos, Esha Shemayim Vesa Aretz, not simply the letters themselves, but to think about what it means for there to be a unity between Shemayim and Aretz, and why that name is the Gematria of 17, which represents the ultimate goodness, the Tov HaGonuz, which is the secret of the connectivity between above and below. Each and every Shem, each and every name, has its own expression. There's the general unifications, the Yichud of Ner, the Yichud of Havaya and Eka, Havaya and Eloikim, Havaya and Adnus. All of the different names represent different points of contact with godliness, different points of access into the self. Each person has to find their way in his blindness with the contemplation of the shameless. And this is what Mashiach said to the Baal Shem Tov, that the Baal Shem Tov heard that Mashiach is going to arrive and his wellspring spread forth, and that the human beings, the population, will have the ability to perform unifications like you. Meaning a person will come to believe that I do have shaykhus to the Savoida. This is not something that is relegated to those who are deserving. This is a birthright that each and every one of us has. This is a survival technique that each and every one of us has with the prerequisite levels of Kedusha and Tahara. And the access point that we have, and Muna in ourselves a little bit, to know that Magialanu, we are deserving of tasting from this sweet, sweet river that flows forth from Eden, which is the Torah of Mashiach, the Torah of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Ube'emes derech HaBaal Shem Tov eino davar pashut. And in truth, the path of the Baal Shem Tov is not something so simple. V'tzarech lezeh yegia, and a person has to put in effort, k'moy b'chol davar, just like anything else, b'b'chines yegatu matzata ta'amin. If you put effort in and you find, then you will be believed. If you did not put effort in and you found, then you will not be believed, because the effort itself is part and parcel of the goal. And we have to spend our time learning the ma'amarim of the Admori Chabad, of the Baal HaTanya, the Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Maharash, the Rebbe Rishab, the Rebbe Rayatz, and the Lubavitch Rebbe. We have to know the Torah of Breslov. We have to know the Torah of Rabbeinu, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson, of Kamarna, of Nisiv Mitzvisecha, of Heichal Bracha. We have to know the Avodis Yisrael. We have to know the Kajnitz or Magid. We have to know the teachings of the Toldos and the Magid. We have to know the teachings of the Gra and his Talmidim, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Haver, and Rav Nachman and the Lishklov. We have to know all of the Torah of the Tzadikim in order to uncover this pathway for ourselves. And when a person puts in the effort and begins to engage in this process, the Iker sign there is going to be the Simcha. The Iker sign that a person is on the right path is going to be the Nekudah of Simcha that they're capable of tasting. I saw an incredible Maisa from the Baal HaTanya, that someone came to the Baal HaTanya worried about a family member who was a misnagei to Hasidus, and they wanted to know what efforts they should put in order to try and transform this person into a person who wanted to be a Hasid, how to convert this individual into the place of Hasidus and the Or of Mashiach. And the Baal HaTanya sat there thinking, and he asked one question. He says, is there ever a time where this person is happy in Avodas Hashem? Is there ever a time where they feel happiness? And this family member was able to answer, when he picks up Lulav and Esrog, he has Simcha. And the Baal HaTanya sat back and he said, if that's the case, then there's no need to convince him of anything. Meaning if a person has Simcha, that's a raya that they're on the Derech HaYashar, no matter what Derech it is. Va'az Kasher must ask him to Pnimiyas HaTorah. And when a person begins to engage in the inner teachings of Torah, Matchila HaShirina HaKadosh La'alus La'atzilus, at that point, the Shechina HaKadosha, the Shechinta Begalusa, the element of godliness that is concealed within each and every one of us in its isolation away from the fullness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation, Nishmas Yisrael, which appears to be stuck in Galus, the Shechina HaKadosha, which is the Tachlis of all Avoida, to identify with the Tsar of the Shechina, to do our very best to elevate that hidden expression of godliness from its confines in this worldly reality under all elements of concealment, and to elevate it back from the world of Asiya through the Avoida of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim up to the world of Yetzira through the Avoida of Ahava Yir and Dveikus, or if I'm not in the space of Ahava Yir and Dveikus, to remember my Ahava, to remember my Yir and to remember my Dveikus, from there to the world of Bria, which is the Hisboinenus of Elikus, which is Bitul Hayesh, where I think about godliness to the degree that I'm nullifying myself, and then up to the world of Atzilus, which is the Dag of Chachma, which is Bitul B'metzias, where I'm no longer even identifying as something separate and apart, but rather I am associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that point. The Avoida is to allow the Shechina HaKadosh to slowly begin to elevate itself back. And at that point, we begin to uncover a new element of Avoida, which is the beauty and the unification and the grace of Yosef HaTzadik, which Rabbi Nachman points out, Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Aleayin. Porat is Osios Tofer, which means to create unifications. Chanuch Tofer Na'alayim Haya. Chanuch was someone who was sewing shoes. B'chol Tfira V'Tfira Haya. The concept of connecting disparate elements that were torn apart is the secret of Yehudim. And as the Arizal points out, and as Rabbi Nachman points out in Torah Beis, that Porat is the gematria of the Shem Havaya in all of its four miluyim, miluy ab, sag, ma, ben, in addition to the Shem Eheka in its three miluyim, which is Kasa, Kamag, and Kana, which in completion together give birth to the name Porat, which is Porat Yosef, which is the secret of Yotzev HaTzadik. Shematchilim lahatzliach ulahasigas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That now we begin to move out of that avoid of Mesiris Nefesh, which is identified with David Malka Mashicha, and we begin to experience Hatzlach and Avoidas Hashem, where we begin to be Mis'asik in Yehudim, where we begin to be a little bit more comfortable with the Arba Osios of Yud K, Vav K, no matter how difficult it is to think about them. This is the first halach in Shulchan Aruch, Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. That's what a person needs to do. Zuck the Gra, it's the only way to be Makushu to a Tzaddik. It's the only way to be a Tzaddik is to think about Shivis Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, to think about the Shem Havaya. And as we're Matzliach, and as we begin to have gradations of success, we become more familiar. And we go slowly but surely up the rungs of our spiritual ladder. Because in truth, the deepest avoida that a person can possibly do, perpetually, every moment, to be searching out for connectivity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the unifications that are accessible to us, and to put effort in on this, to be Moisa Nefesh, David Melch Yisrael Chavikayim, to be Mekayim, the Indian of David Melch Yisrael is alive and well. We're David Malka Mashicha. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was the aspect of David Malka Mashicha. And the Avoida of David HaMelech, which is the Anit Fila, which is the Avoida of Yehudim, seems to no longer be alive. We seem to relegate it back to a past bygone era where there were tzaddikim who were able to be engaged in this, but not for us lowly individuals. But Be'emes David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, it's alive in our generation more than it ever was alive. And the Baal Shem Tov is alive, and all of the tzaddikim Amitim are alive, specifically in our generation, because kichol zeh noigeh b'chol eis b'chol zman. All of this applies at every moment and in every zman of a person's life, especially us. Ve'in bazeh davar shehu b'doros kadmoinim v'nigdazu. And this is not something that was relegated to previous generations and has now been concealed. Elohu chai v'chayim b'chol eis. Rather, it is alive and well in each and every single moment. And The Rebbe continues and he says, and even if we're not tapping into the real thing that the tzaddikim of the past were tapping into a part of the real thing. And by tapping into a part of the real thing, the halachos of yichud, the halachos of hispalus, of hiskashrus, and interconnectivity tell us that even if I'm accessing something unreal that is connected to something that is real, then I begin to access the real thing itself. And I have to be satisfied with the yichudim kamoyscha, that each and every person has the ability to find their own derech in yichudim. But it's a simple thing to even try to do, to think haya hoyve vihiya, to think about yud ke vav ke a dot, and an expansion of a dot of width and depth, the three lines of the hay, and then to draw it down through the vav, and then to access it again with another hay, the yud ke vav ke, and then to realize that we have no access to the shem havaya except by way of the shem aleph dalet nun yud, which is adnus hashem behechal kodesho, which is the unification of the shem havaya and shem adnus, which is the gematria of amen. It's the gematria of what it means to be a person who has a emunah in this world. And Be'ezras Hashem, with this avodah, we can begin to believe in ourselves a little bit and to walk silently with the Shem Havaya keneged arinayim. And a person can walk in this world with the Shem Havaya, a person can walk with the awareness of Haya Hoyve V'yiya, like the Baal HaTanya tells us that everything is made up of letters, everything is made up of dots and lines, which is the source of the Yud and the K and the Vav and the K, the expression, the removal, the further expression, and the secondary removal. All of this is accessible to us at each and every point. Lo yirachoyka mimenu, it's not far from a person. It is an avoida that is available for each and every person. All a person needs to do is put in a little bit of yigia to try and think about what it means to live as a yid, live as the yud, live as somebody who connects the yud to the hoive, to the present moment, which the Kashan and Tumagid said is another intention of the Shem Havaya. It's hoive and it's a yid. A yid is connecting to the present moment. That's what I'm doing when I think about the Shem Havaya. And in that sense, we can enter into the Yama Chochma, we can enter into the Derech HaYichud, we can enter in to the possibility of Yichudim Kamoyscha, and learning that it's okay to pretend in the beginning. Kol Zman that I'm doing it Lishma, which really just means not to abuse and not to create any sense of self-aggrandizement. If I'm doing it for spiritual purposes, if I'm engaging in this type of avodah to provide me with some spiritual comfort of shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid, the ishtavus, the equanimity that comes with contemplating the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where I can get to a point where whether it's good or bad, ugly or beautiful, it's all the same to me, that's an avodah that is open to everybody, specifically in our generation. Zed Dor Dorshav, it's a generation of searchers. It's like David Malkam Mashiach, who wouldn't give sleep to his eyes until he found the makam of the Beis HaMikdash. And the makam of the Mikdash is Mikdash Melech, Ir Melucha. It's in our minds. When we contemplate the Shem Havaya, when we contemplate the Yud itself, we come into contact with HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvaydu V'atzmo Kav Yachol, because Hashem is Mislabish in His name. That's the miracle of the name, B'chol Karenu Eilav. And Be'ezras Hashem, we can begin on the process of La'asos Yehudim Kamoyzcha, to be Zoycha to the Gili of Mashiach Tzidkenu, Ben B'prat Ben B'klal, Be'ezras Hashem.